A meditation for calling in Reiki every day. Make yourself very, very comfortable. Perhaps you're sitting in your chair with your back supported, ensuring that you will not be disturbed. So this time is just for you and your connection with Reiki. I invite you now to imagine that you're sitting by a beautiful little stream, and your feet are dangling in the water. It is a glorious summer's day. The sky is completely blue. You can hear the sound of the birds, the bees, and when you look around, all of nature is vivid in her colours, in all the greens of the trees, in the ferns along the riverbank, in the blossoms of the trees, and the flowers in the meadow. You're just at the right temperature, not too hot and not too cold. And there's a warm, gentle breeze caressing your cheek. When you look down into the stream, the water is completely clear and flowing gently and easily. On the bottom of the stream, there are little pebbles and sand. And you feel very at peace and at ease, completely safe in this, your very special place. You drop your awareness now down to your feet. You can sense or see or imagine or feel the water flowing over your feet, in between each toe and beneath your feet. And as the water flows beneath your feet, little trapdoors open, and all of the tension, the busyness, any worries, any aches, any pains, everything can just flow from your body down through the spine, down through the legs, right down into the feet, and flowing out through the little spiritual trapdoors on the bottom of your feet. And the water is like a magnet drawing down any of this heavy energy from your physical body, from your mind, your emotions, from your auric field, just sweeping away and taking away anything that is not a pure harmony and balance for you. Behind you, at your back, is a great, large, ancient, glorious cherry blossom tree. And if you choose to, you could be resting your back against the tree as your feet dangle in the river. And you can feel your back supported, the lower back, the torso, right along the upper back to the back of your head. and this glorious tree holds you strong. And as you look up and up and up, all the branches are spiraling out, spreading out gloriously. The tree leaves reaching and facing up to the heavens, to the sunlight. And the tree is full of magnificent blossoms, pink and white. And there is the most glorious and beautiful scent. And you breathe it in deeply, deep into your being. And you smile to yourself, an inner smile and an outer smile. And you notice the tree has great, great roots. Roots branching over the top of the earth. Roots that branch out to the front, to the sides, to the back, all around. Great spiraling and curling roots. And then some of them sink deep through the grass, deep into the sweet Mother Earth. Some of the roots grow over, right down the bank beside the stream, reaching down and down, and you watch them going down into the water and disappearing deep into the Mother Earth. I invite you to bring your awareness now to the soles of your feet. And beneath your feet, uncurling, are your spiritual roots. They're unfurling, uncurling, stretching out to the outside, from the inside of your feet, from the tip of your toes, from your heels, from underneath on the plantar surface of the feet that you plant upon the earth every day. Roots growing from underneath, right up through the center of your feet, through the pads, and from the pads of your toes. And your roots are delighted to stretch out to the front, through the sides, through the back, beneath, and they begin to stretch down, going down through the water. Down and down to the stony bottom, through the sand, and going deep into the Mother Earth beneath the water. And they're going down and down. And as they go down, they're wrapping around the roots of the great cherry blossom tree. And they're held by the tree, by this very special place. And they continue to go down and down, down through the underground rocks and stones and earth, down through the underground rivers, being drawn down to this natural place, this place of home for your roots, down and down, being drawn down to the center of the earth. And in the center of the earth, there is a beautiful heart-shaped crystal. It may be red or orange or any color that you see right now. And your roots are being drawn down by this heart of the earth. And the Mother Earth draws your roots down. And when they reach the beautiful crystal, they wrap around it and sink deep inside. And inside this heart of the earth is a place of infinity, a place where your roots are held, where you're held grounded and connected. And this will allow you to be able to journey high on your meditation, to rise up into the higher realms. The earth now is wrapping around your roots, holding them strong, bringing nourishment to you. Wrapping around and around, right up and up, right up to the bed of the stream. And you have a sense now of being connected with the water, with the pebbles, with the sand. Your back held strong by the trunk of the cherry blossom tree. I invite you to bring your awareness up through your body, right to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, there is a violet flame, a beautiful, eternal violet flame. And as you focus on it now, it gets stronger and stronger and grows stronger and stronger. You may even begin to feel a warmth, perhaps at the base of your spine. And you notice one of the violet flames begins to flow up your spine, flowing up your lower back, lengthening the vertebrae, the discs, flowing up, aligning your spine, going up and up and up, flowing up your upper back, up through the back of your neck, and flowing right up to the crown, to the center of your head, and flowing out through the center of your head. And as you raise your awareness above your head, there is a beautiful flower, perhaps a lotus flower. And as your flame flows right through the center of this 1001 lotus petal, she unfurls and unfolds her petals, unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And you follow the violet flame up and up. And as you extend your cord up and up, up into the heavens, flowing up through the blossoms of the tree, flowing up and up, we raise our awareness right up and up into the blue, blue sky. And high up in the sky, you see the golden sun. You also see the Reiki star of light, the Reiki planet and star of light, glowing brightly in pure light, sparkling way, way up in the heavens. And you extend your cord right up and up, going higher and higher and higher and higher, right up and up. Maybe right up through an odd white fluffy cloud. Up and up, being drawn up until it comes close right in front of the Reiki star. And Reiki recognizes you and welcomes you. And you extend your cord right up and up and up, up into the Reiki star. Reiki, Reiki, Reiki. I invite you to repeat to yourself, quietly in your mind and in your heart, and in your soul, Reiki, Reiki, Reiki. And Reiki now is beaming down a pure beam of Reiki light, like a sunbeam, beaming down a gentle but powerful Reiki beam of light, beaming down and down and down, right down the top of your energy field, right down into the center of the lotus. And Reiki is like a Reiki waterfall of light flowing to the front of your aura, to the back and to the sides, all around you and as it flows down over your energy field. Reiki is filling your energy field with the Reiki vibration, repairing any tears or holes or weaknesses in your energy field, transmuting and combusting any heavy energy that may be there. And I invite you now for a moment just to allow the Reiki to flow and just sensing or following Reiki flowing to the front, down the back and the sides of your auric field and right down into the part of your energy field that extends deep beneath the earth. Now Reiki is sending that beam of light right down to the center of the lotus, right down to your central channel in your body, your Hara line, right down to your central channel. And it's flowing down and down. And as it flows down, Reiki is flowing in through the front and the back of your chakras, down through the crown chakra, flowing through the third eye, through the front and the back, flowing down, continuing to flow through the throat, through the front and the back, flowing down to the heart, to your beautiful heart, flowing into your heart and your heart chakra, filling up to the front and the back, healing your heart. Reiki continues to flow down to your solar plexus, your wisdom center, filling up, bringing Reiki to your sense of self and your self-esteem, flowing out to this yellow chakra to the front and the back, and flowing down and down below the navel to the sacral center, flowing out to the front and the back, clearing any emotions, combusting and healing gently and beautifully as Reiki always does, and right down to your root chakra, to the front and the back, and also the root that extends right down through the center of your torso, deep down into the earth. And you're filled up with the colors of the chakras and the frequency of Reiki. And Reiki now flows through your energy rivers in your body, your meridian lines, flowing down through these rivers of energy, removing anything that's stagnant, anything that's stuck, and just allowing the rivers to flow gently within your body, flowing and clearing. And the meridians then allow this clear flow of Reiki to flow into the organs of your body, into your brain, to your mind, to your intellectual energy, right down into your wonderful heart, into your great lungs, right down into your liver, just filling up your liver with Reiki light, releasing any anger, any irritation, just soothing the liver, into your stomach, into your spleen, your gallbladder, your pancreas, flowing down and down into your intestines, your small intestine and your large intestine, and every single aspect of your body is open and willing and delighted to receive Reiki. Flowing into your kidneys, the doorways to life, into the beautiful kidneys, flowing through, releasing any fear that is held there, filling them up with vital energy, flowing into every aspect of our endocrine system, our pituitary gland, our pineal, our thyroid, our parathyroids, our thymus, our adrenals, our reproductive organs. And now Reiki is flowing into every muscle in your body, into all of your powerful muscles in your body, across the shoulders, down your arms, your back, the front of your body, your hips, your thighs, your abdomen, down through your legs, into your feet, down the arms, into your beautiful healing hands. And Reiki is flowing into your bones, this place of our ancestors, deep into every bone in your body, warming every bone in your body, your framework of your body, all of the bones soothing, re-enervating, revitalizing. And all of the bones have their space in the body. Everything is in perfect space and alignment. And Reiki is flowing into every single individual cell in your body, filling up every single cell with Reiki, right into your genetics. And you're so filled with Reiki now that Reiki begins to flow from your body and out through the pores on your skin till you're glowing and glowing and glowing with Reiki as it fills out and out, right out into your auric field. And I invite you to just sit in Reiki now for a couple of moments. And with Reiki, we do not have to do anything. We do not have to be anything. We just allow ourselves to be open to Reiki and to Reiki bringing us back into balance. I invite you to bring your awareness to the Reiki flowing down through the center of your head. And now a special river is flowing over your left shoulder, down through your left upper arm, your left elbow, your left lower arm, your wrist, down into the palm of your hand, down through every single finger, your little finger, your ring finger, your fire middle finger, your index finger, and the great thumb. And the tops of each finger, there are little chakras. And Reiki is flowing through your left fingers and out through those chakras. And through the great chakra in your left palm. And just focusing now on your left palm. Perhaps you notice tingling or a breeze or warmth, or pulsing, or coolness. Everything is perfect. I invite you to visualize in the center of your left palm, in the palm chakra, the lotus in your left palm opening, unfolding, unfolding all of her beautiful petals. Notice the difference in your left palm and your right palm. And Reiki continues to flow down into your left hand. But another river is now flowing down over your right shoulder, over your right shoulder, over the right shoulder joint, the right upper arm, the right elbow, the right forearm, the right wrist, right down into the right hand, the right thumb, the index finger, your middle fire finger, your ring finger, and your little finger. And the chakras at the tops of the fingers are unfolding and opening, and Reiki is flowing through them, out into your auric field, out into your space. And focus on your right palm now. And the lotus is unfolding and unfolding. The flow of Reiki is so great and strong now in your right palm. And notice the sensations in your right palm. And now as you sit in Reiki, I invite you to notice your breathing. I invite you, if you can, to breathe in through your nose. Notice where the breath meets your nose. Can you feel it going through your nostrils? Breathing down the back of the throat, down and down, and down and down to the center of your being, to your second chakra. And as you breathe in, you're breathing in the Reiki breath into every aspect of your lungs, in the oxygenation in your blood that flows through your body like the meridians. I invite you to focus on your breath now for a couple of moments. Welcome, Reiki. And you could choose to move into self-healing if you wished. But right now, first, we're going to move and send Reiki out into our day, sending Reiki out into every moment of the day. Every moment of the afternoon, every moment of the evening, of the dusk, every moment of the night, every moment to the cosmos and the moon and the stars, into our sleep, into the dawn of our awakening. And as we send Reiki out, if you choose to, you may wish to repeat after me. I trust whatever comes to me in this day is for my greatest joy and highest good. I trust whatever comes to me in this day is for my greatest joy and highest good. I align myself to the path of my soul. Thank you, Reiki. I invite you to place your left hand on your chest at your heart and your right hand below your belly button. And as you receive Reiki and connect to your body, bring your awareness now to yourself sitting in your chair, and you're bringing all of the beauty of the blossom tree and the stream and the summer and the meadow and the birds and the scent and the sounds. And you may choose to repeat after me, I give thanks for this day. And breathing deeply through your nose and out through your nose, just breathe yourself back into your physical body. Sitting in this chair, in your space, wherever you are. And we invite Reiki now to place a beautiful Reiki cloak around us, to bless us, to mind our life in this day, in this moment, and in all days. I invite you to visualize below the navel, to see the lotus flower there sealing in her petals, folding in her petals, as we seal in our energy, but remain open to all that is good and beautiful in our existence in this day. I invite you to bring your hands into the prayer position, which is Gassho in Reiki, and to bow your head, to say after me, thank you, Reiki, I give you thanks and blessings. Wiggle your feet in your shoes and just hold for a moment, just bow forward. Thank you.